B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live in Ashburn, Virginia. All of our training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Paul Henry is our guy. I was talking with some guys this morning. You know the dude Bulls Hardwood that makes all the wooden flags and the wooden W's and all that stuff? I was talking with him. He's just such a good dude. I'm trying to – I might try to get this flag made, but I got to run it by Lauren first. But it was – I wanted to talk to you. So we're waiting for Tana. Whenever Tana shows up, that's when we're going to talk to him. Jeff – oh, Tana's walking in right now. Jeff, get up. All right. I will tell you the story about Friday later.
Information.
Yeah, give him that. I will turn this microphone on. Actually, it might be on. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We have new Ring of Fame member Santana Moss joining us now. Give that a mic check, B. Let me see if I hear it.
Test.
Lanville, you hear that mic? Okay, great. Santana Moss joining us now. Tana, man, thank you for making time. How are you, buddy? How are you, dude?
Oh, I'm good, man. My bad. I think Coach is still talking.
Yeah, hold on. I think Toby messed something up. Give me 2 seconds. Santana Moss is here. As soon as we get him a microphone, we will be in business. Talk to me now, Tana.
Testing.
There we go. Now we got him.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Been a whirlwind 24 hours for you? From yesterday morning to today, knowing you're going in the Ring of Fame?
I'm just soaking it up, man. Honestly, you know, it's good to be surprised, you know what I mean? Because I had no clue of this. And like I said before, I didn't even expect, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I feel like my play was worthy of it. But you never know, you know what I'm saying? I've seen plenty of guys that played well, that, you know, they recognized enough, but, you know, they didn't get up in the ring. So to honestly finally get that kind of recognition that I have probably ever got nowhere. I mean, University of Miami, I got recognized being a Hall of Famer, and that felt good, but I didn't know how to feel. I was still playing at the time. This feels different, you know? This feels like, man, you're finally getting something that it goes deeper than just, you know what I mean, playing ball. Yeah. I look back at my career as a whole, how it started, and I'm like, to finally say that, you can put that on there and say, this is what he ended up doing. After all of that, that's why it feels different. You know, it feels good, though.
You were shocked because you had your brothers, your boys, me. Nobody told you. You couldn't figure it out. But you kind of figured when it got close yesterday, something was going on.
Yeah, man. I just, you know me, I'm observing everything. I'm like, ESPN sitting right there watching us. This young lady back in the back with her camera on, who never's in our tent.
Yep.
And then you get to talking about me. I'm like, man, what's going on? And then when you said that forever, I was like, oh, don't tell me. And you said going to be up in the ring. I said, dang. You see, I just kind of like put my head down.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how to feel, but I know them tears was coming. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, it just feels great. Like I say, man, I'm one of them cats, bro. I can be all right with it or without it. But to actually have it, I don't know how to feel, man. I'm walking with a different step. Like, you know, I had a pep in my step this morning. I got out of bed feeling that I hung out late. But I still had a pep in my step, you know?
You had the water bottle working?
Water bottle. I remember what he told me. He said, anytime I had like to drink, man, I make sure before I go to sleep I start drinking water. I drank some more water last night. I said, I don't have to work. When I woke up good this morning, I said, that boy B. Mitch got something going on. He know what he's talking about, you know?
Our friend Santana Moss sitting in with us here in Ashburn at Commanders Training Camp. A very well-deserved honor for Santana Moss going in the Washington Ring of Fame. That'll happen week one this season. Who all reached out to you? Because I'm guessing some old teammates from Miami or old teammates from
his phone. Man, it's dead because it's just been – bro, I can't even get to everybody. Like, it's been crazy. Lavernius Coles hit me up, said he going to try to be in the building.
That's cool.
I had a lot of my old teammates and coaches from the Jets, college, high school. Man, it's just people I don't even know. Got my number. Like, Tana, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the building. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, hey, I appreciate it. But that's why I say it's like I don't know how to feel because I never experienced this, you know. So, but like I was just telling those guys on Command Center, man, I'm going to enjoy it. I feel like whenever you get recognized this way, It's for a reason. So I'm not finna sit up there and act shy and act like, nah, it ain't that time for that. Uh-huh. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to be cheesing. And my family going to be up. And my mom and my dad, I think they deserve more of the credit than anything. So I'm going to make sure that we all enjoy it together.
Laura was talking about how your dad may be right now.
Yeah.
How you think he feeling?
Boy, stop. Look, I told folks, man, when I was playing ball, people used to be like, man, who that man is cussing his son out on the sideline? I ain't say nothing because that's me. He cussing me out. And I get to high school, and he called me a star one day, and I said, I got it. I must be did something well. And ever since then, I ain't looked back. But that you don't know how that feels to a kid to be called something that, you know, that's all you want. You want your parents to appreciate it. What you're yeah, doing sure. And to give you that. I guess you could say that added that extra motivation to want to be out there and be good and be great at it. My mom and dad worked so hard, man, that's all I know. And they didn't tell me. I watched them. Yep. So when people say Tanner worked so hard, I had good teachers. You know what I'm saying? I had great teachers. This is what I want to do. I didn't want to do what they do. I want to do this. So I'm going to do the same thing that they did in their profession and mine and make sure that I can have the same kind of career.
Well, you just got another person reached out to you. Lamont Jordan told me to tell you, well-deserved.
Yeah.
What
Boogie, up? My God.
You know, we've all spent some time together, some late nights, a couple trips on Air Ahmet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard some of your stories. And
we got to get that book, man. Let's go ahead and put it out there.
Let's do it.
I'm going to let you be that guy. You say you want to write it. Let's do it.
I absolutely do, because some of the stories you've told me are just – incredible. And you mentioned your father and the impact he had, not just on you, but on lots of folks down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Nothing ever came easy for you.
No.
And I wonder if it did. Say Miami. Say the Hurricanes just gave you a football scholarship.
Yeah.
You didn't have to come in via track and then walk on and everything. Do you ever wonder if there was a different break if you'd be in the same spot?
You know what? That's a great question, but I'm going to tell you like this. Being that I had other scholarships for football, other places, I could have easily just went on saying, I want to experience it that way. What made me do it in Miami is because, one, I just didn't want to go away from home. I didn't want to go to the cold. So I honestly put myself in that pressure. You know, I didn't have to go out there and say, I'm going to be a walk-on. I did it because, you know how we say you can't get everything your way?
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, that's how my life been. I get one thing, but I gotta go around, above, beyond to get it. Mm-hmm. My friend get it just off the rip. Damn, why you got it so easy? It's always been like that for me. So when that opportunity came, I had that talk with myself. I say, Tanner, you could go to Pittsburgh. You can go to Utah. Man, Miami, we going to take over Western Michigan. You know, they highly recruited a lot of us. So, yeah, I might do that. Then I was like, you know what? If you go there and knowing you had this opportunity to stay home and play at the University of Miami, you'll be mad at yourself. You'll be kicking yourself in the behind. And so I said, you know what? I know it's odd. I know I might not look like the other guys who got scholarships to go play football, but what the heck, man? Let me take it this time and let me go this route. And to tell you the truth, getting there, it got worse. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just like, okay, you're going to be a walk-on. They turned that football scholarship over in week four, week five. But I still couldn't be a football scholarship athlete. I still had to act as if I was running track. I was on that scholarship. And so I didn't have the training table that the other guys was eating steak. I had to go eat elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't have the thing we had a cane car where you get like $130 or $140 a month. I didn't have that money, so I had to call home like, Mom, I need a couple dollars.
Right.
You know, and I remember a guy, Tony Gator, man. He was he was in the NFL. He had played receiver at the University of Miami prior before I got there. He was a free agent pickup by the New England Patriots, and he made the squad. And he would come home and work out. And he found a liking to me. He saw me, and he said, hey, man, you got something in you. And he started working out with me and started telling me about Terry Glenn. I told him I was a fan of Terry Glenn. So he went back and told Terry Glenn, hey, got a young guy down there, love you, named Santana Moss. So now those guys watching me. And he would bring back little nuggets to me, man, and say, hey, man, them guys say you can play on this level. You don't know what that did for me. Because now I'm talking to a guy that's over there, and I know how he got in the door. And then he also, he told me, he said, low key, man, I'm going to tell you why I started hanging around you. He said, bro, I used to be upset when I saw you couldn't eat with the football players. And he said, I saw it, like, you took it on, like, it didn't bother you, but it bothered me. Damn. And bro, I broke down in front of that dude. And he said, I know. And from there, man, it just was like, everything just took off from there, you know what I'm saying? And he saw me, he would call me and say, bro, you done changed that number. It's a different man out there on that field. And it was just, man, it was just, everything was history from there, man, so.
That Fred told you, your Fred told him 48 going up in the Raptors.
In the Raptors. that's my first number in college, man. That gave me 48. That's a true walk-on number. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Let's backpedal. How did your friend get that nickname, Scrap Iron?
Scrap Iron?
That is a hell of a nickname.
Hey, he was a fullback for us, uh-huh. Big old fullback. And our coach said, man, you know what? Screw that. We finna make him do more of the carrying. And he used to bulldoze over people, man. I'm talking about every highlight you saw him in high school, somebody pulling his shirt is getting torn off and he running out of the tackle. Scrap Iron, man.
I mean, I love it.
Running guys over. He averaged like, man, I told you we had a wing tee offense. We slid the wing guy out to the receiver. So my other homeboy, Pat, he was now he's the receiver out there with me. And our fullback, running back, and the quarterback had 1,200 yards rushing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now you see why we want to throw the ball.
Not the best way for a receiver to get recruited, though.
Kind of like Calvin Johnson at Georgia Tech.
Right. They were an option team. Santana Moss joining us after the news of his number, name going up in the Washington Ring of Fame. Tana, I'm curious because I see you walk through the crowds and just how much love you get from this fan base all the time. But, like, I am just about the tail end age-wise of people that saw the Super Bowl era, right? That, like, experienced Gibbs when this thing was rocking. And I think, I mean, you've heard Lanfield said it 100 times. Mm-hmm. Remember Pete that we all used to work with? He's told me 100 times. For younger fans, if you're 35, if you're 30, if you're 25, you are so many people's favorite player during what were some tough times, but you always toughed it out, always performed well, and always did right by the fans. What does it mean for you to be so beloved by that younger generation of Burton Eagle
fans? I tell you, man, I'm not saying this just to say it. If I never got any other kind of recognition, they give me everything I need. Bro, like, I mean, I can't go nowhere without hearing about that Cowboy game and just all the other games and all the other memories. And so the fans make sure I know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, first and foremost, man, like, D.C., they don't owe me nothing. Because when I walk them streets, they show me every time. They give me the gratitude. I be having kids that I know you ain't watched me play no football. You said Santana Moss? Well, my mama got your jersey. My mama said you did. And, like, I be sitting there dying laughing. Because I'm like, kid, I know you ain't watched me. You know, my youngest son, he's 16 this year. He caught the tail end of me. And he didn't even really know the magnitude of what I had did prior to that. You know, he be talking about, hey, Dad, you remember when Pierre gave me that football? He remember that. And I'm like, boy, he don't even. And so His older brother and sister be like, man, you missed some years, man. Right. You missed a lot of years. Yeah. He be like, man, shut up. Like, he don't care, but he see the highlights. You know, they get to go to YouTube and see all that stuff. So it's like now he's playing receiver down there at Sunset High down in Miami, and you know, this is going to be his real first year of football of high school football. You know, ninth grade he couldn't play because he had jumper's knee. Last year, he got diagnosed with childhood diabetes, so he couldn't play that year. So this is the year. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that it gets off to a good start, you know, for him, because I know he wants it real bad. But it's just great, man, to know that so many people that grew up with us, you know what I mean? Some of these guys be the same age as me, talking about, boy.
I used to watch you when I was young.
I'm like, how old are you? You know, I'm 46. I'm with you, man.
Right.
But it just feels good, man, just to know that I was one of those guys that they can say, that's who I have memories of. When I watched football, it was Santana Moss. It was a guy like Santana. It was number 89.
Man, 8 to the 9.
That's it,
Tana, man. I remember, I mean, you know, because you and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
And I'd be coming to games. I was long before I had this job or any of this, and I'd just be, you know, the drunk guy in the upper decks. And when it got to be around Christmas time and you'd make a first down or whatever and you'd hit it, I'd always yell, Santana Claus!
yes, Lord.
Do you have Is there like a favorite moment, favorite memory? Is it? I'm sure there's a ton of them, so maybe it's hard to pick one.
I got a lot, but I think the one that I hold near and dear is that Jacksonville game, man. That Christmas Eve game, too, 2005, I'm a big-time giver. So Christmas is like, you know, it's like, boy, I had so many people up, and I was giving presents.
Santa Claus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to making the other people. I'm always the one that want to mix everybody else's day. You know what I mean? So Christmas is big. That's when I show, and I express a lot, you know, Christmas time. So I had all my cousins and friends and family up. So to have that kind of performance on Christmas Eve, bro, you just know how my house was. It was rocking. You know what I mean? It was a big moment. But that Jacksonville game in 06, man, to grow up in Miami, and I remember when Jacksonville became a franchise, to see the whole evolution of Jacksonville with Mark Brunell as the quarterback, Jimmy Smith, yeah. Keenan McCardell.
They were balling.
I watched them, Fred Taylor at running back. I watched them, man, and I would have never thought in a million years that I'd be beating Jacksonville the way we beat them that night with Mark Brunell throwing me the football.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on. So to have moments like that come true as a kid, from being a kid, watching those guys and being on that stage with them, that's why it meant so much, man. And you got to think about it. Miami, when I played Miami, Tampa, and Jacksonville, it was like your friends, your family, they get to see that. Yeah. Damn, this dude beating up on the teams that we grew up watching.
Right.
You know, I could walk to the Dolphin Stadium. That's how close I lived. You know what I mean? I remember when they was playing in the Super Bowl. They had the Super Bowl game at that stadium. It was Jerry Rice, and he was up against, the 49ers was up against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
And my dad asked me, who you got in the game? I say 49ers. I was a 49er fan. And I remember watching Jerry Rice tear them apart. You know what I'm saying? And I remember we sitting outside just because we just wanted to hear the roar from the stadium.
Yeah.
That's how close I was. You see what I'm saying?
That's so cool.
Bro, you can't tell a kid that grew up watching that and wanting to be that. Now you're that. You know what I'm saying? So I have so many memories. But that Jacksonville moment, man, it stood out because it's just, that's a hometown team, man. And you doing that. And I had so many fans. I mean, my bad, not fans, but friends that live in Jacksonville. So every time we would come and play them during the preseason, they would come and see me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Tampa. They would come
right.
And come to the hotel and holler at me. So I knew they was front and center watching that game back at home.
That's so cool.
So when you finally see the cover come off and you see your name up there, will any tears come out?
Oh, my God. Don't talk about it now. I'm about to cry now. Come on now. Damn, I'm trying to go home. Trying to go home not crying again, man.
Did you cry,
man? Oh, yeah. I was trying my best to hold it.
I know it is.
And then like you hold it, and then you wink, and then you can't stop it.
I'm going to have my towel, bro. I'm going to cry. I don't care. Boo-hoo,
care.
Man. I'm going to boo-hoo. I'm going to let it out.
There you go, baby.
How many – I have people hitting me up. How many people have hit you up to get one of those Moss hats?
Everybody and their mama. You hear me? Hey, I just told Ryan. I say, Ryan, I know I can't call this, but – it won't be a bad idea for the team to say that's what we're going to give for the fans that day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be a great
oh, yeah.
You know, thing, something to take away, man. Like, you know, I got this on the night they put Tana up in the rafters, you know.
There you go.
Here's what I can tell you. If they don't maybe do a giveaway or maybe make them for sale and someone goes to charity, however you make that work, if they're not available – if you walk around the parking lot, there's going to be some dudes selling Moss 89 hats.
You know it.
They might not be official, but they'll be for sale.
Yeah. I'd rather them get the official one.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be selling. Hey, somebody else just decided, oh, I'm on somebody right now.
It'll be the dude that walks around with cigars in a bag and then just a whole rack of hats. Tana, you're the best, man.
I appreciate you, bro.
I am truly so happy for you, man.
Thank y'all, man. I appreciate it.
I said this when you were coming on. You were an elite player, and I think you're a better person, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
That book.
Let's do it.
Let's do it,
baby. Let's do it. We got a lot.
I heard it.
Santana Moss, 8-9 on Instagram, getting his number, name, put up in the Ring of Fame. Well earned. Tana, thank you for joining us. Nobody go anywhere. Quick break. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.